This is the Uncensored Voice. No bullshit, just real shit.
Discussing things that will stir the pot. Only here on the Uncensored Voice.
With your hosts, Ricky Midnight and Randy Savage.
Hi, this is Ricky Midnight from the Uncensored Voice.
And this is your host, Randy Savage. Welcome.
Guess what I want to talk about today, Randy?
Well, let me take a wild guess. There is COVID-19 going on, so let's talk about that.
Pretty much, I guess COVID-19 is pretty much the biggest issue that we're having because it's affecting the entire planet, and it's hurting the economy as a result. I mean, people have been losing their jobs because of, you know, shutdowns, this and that. I mean,
can you imagine that all this happened in about 7 days?
What do you mean?
Since Joe Biden swore in as president of the United States, this all happened in 7 days.
Well, people have been losing their jobs since before Biden. I mean, I detest Biden and his housekeeper just as much as you do. But people have been losing their jobs before Biden took over, though.
But much, much, much more now.
It's gotten worse. It has gotten worse.
In a very short period of time. Now, we're talking 4 years term.
Yeah.
Who knows if Kamala Harris makes it.
4 years of fucking up everything, yeah.
But the guy is very incompetent. And you can see it on camera. He has no charisma at all.
Well, I kind of, like I said, I wanted to talk about COVID.
Yeah, let's get back on the subject.
Let's talk about part of COVID. So let's talk about internment camps. That's kind of the subject I wanted to talk about. So let's talk about the first internment camps here in the United States that are in recent history. Okay. Do you remember where the internment camps were, Randy, here in the United States and why they came about?
No.
Okay. So let me tell you real quick. On December 7th, 1941, that's when the Japanese decided to bomb Pearl Harbor. Now, the Japanese claim that they sent a note over saying that they were going to bomb Pearl Harbor and that we're going to go to war. Not so much they're going to bomb Pearl Harbor, that we're going to go to war. They're going to declare war on the United States, drag us into the Second World War, which we were trying to stay out of with the embargo that I mentioned on our last podcast, right? So in 1941, they went ahead and attacked us. And the note was late. I guess they didn't have email back then. Did you know that?
Oh, gosh.
So
I guess not.
Yeah, I mean, if they'd have sent us an email, we'd have gotten it instantly. But the planes got here before their mail got here. So we didn't know. And they attacked Pearl Harbor and blah, 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 blah. We already kind of know.
Strategy, we know.
Yeah, we already kind of know about what happened there.
And, of course, we salute all you all Navy veterans out there that had to go through some of these things with your families.
Every branch of the military, not just Navy, but yeah, that, I mean, you know, we definitely salute
Pearl Harbor in particular, but yes.
Well, from 1942 to 1945, it was U.S. policy by the government that the Japanese here in America were to be put into internment camps. Did you know that? The internment camps were actually in California, Washington, and Oregon. And we put over 120,000 people in these internment camps. That's just the Americans, the Japanese that were living here in America.
Is that exactly what they topped off on?
No,
That's
not where it ended, because other countries decided to do it. Canada decided to follow suit, and they put over 21,000 Japanese.
I didn't know
residents.
About Canada.
Yeah, Canada did it. Mexico, yes.
Mexico?
You heard it. Mexico even enacted its own version, and they put a little over 2,200 people. Well, they didn't put them in internment camps. They kicked them out of their country. They kicked the Japanese.
Boy, talk about having strict immigration laws.
And they sent them to America, and then we put them in an internment
camp. The irony of what's happening right now.
Mexico kicked them out. So,
oh, gosh.
The same thing from...
Total hypocrisy.
Yeah, the same thing from Peru, Brazil, and Chile, and Argentina. They got rid of the Japanese there, too. They didn't want them there. So they sent them to the United States so we could...
Nobody talks about that, but they're trying to forget the history of what America did. And they're going to compare it to COVID-19.
Yeah, millennials don't know these things because they don't pay attention to history.
They want to forget history, and now we're going to be doomed to repeat it, Ricky.
Yeah, exactly. So since, exactly just like you said, we're going to be doomed to repeat it, well, let me tell you what's happening here. I've heard a rumor, and you're going to have to elaborate on this for us, but I've heard a rumor that they're talking about doing an internment camp for COVID-19 people.
Oh, the irony. Oh, my gosh.
You know, tell us a little bit about that.
As it turns out, Ricky, it seems like the concentration camp conspiracy theorists might have been onto something.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, they always try to debunk everything that we say in every form possible. And there's multiple articles out there in the mainstream media that say this is absolutely not true. No, this is not true. No, this is not true. No, that is not true. But guess what? Just so happens in the state of New York, there is an assembly bill called A416 introduced by Assemblyman Perry that calls for pretty harsh penalties for those who do not want to comply with COVID restrictions.
Such as?
Air quotes, in the interest of their own safety, end air quote.
Okay, such as? Does it give examples?
Yeah, it does actually. What they're going to be doing is they will remove people and isolate anyone where the state feels is a risk to public safety, quote unquote. Now, what the bill actually says is removal and detention of cases, contacts, and carriers who declares a state of health emergency due to an epidemic of any communicable disease upon determining by clear and convincing evidence that the health of others is or may be endangered by a case, contact, or carrier, or suspected case, contact, or carrier of a contagious disease that, in the opinion of the governor, this case Andrew Cuomo, after consultation with the commissioner, may pose an imminent and significant threat to the public health, resulted in severe morbidity, and blah, 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 and so on. So this legislation...
isn't that what that little fucker with the small mustache tried to do?
Yes, yes.
I mean, so this is,
he's
this
also known as Adolf Hitler, yeah.
Exactly. This is turning into a dictatorship.
I don't want that shit in this country.
This is turning into a dictatorship. Thank you very much, millennials, for voting this asshole in. This
well,
is
they just keep on reelecting, Ricky.
I don't want somebody, whether I choose to you know, wear a mask or not wear a mask or go out in public or not, that is my choice. Do not take my choice away. This is America. If I was in a country that had a dictator such as Germany did, or such as Chow Wing, whatever the hell.
Chow Wing Mang Fu Yang.
Yeah, Rocket Man. If I was there and he told me I had to do something and I didn't get a choice, well, I'd put up with it until I can get the hell out of the country, if I could, right? But don't turn my America into your China. This is not China.
Fuck that. And this bill, Ricky, goes against an inalienable right of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You take away my liberty, this bill is in direct violation and confrontation with the United States Constitution for rights that the government is not even entitled to give. These are given to us by God, by our Creator.
The government does
God
not...
God is not mentioned, but our Creator.
So they're thinking about bringing internment camps back if you don't do what I tell you.
Oh, hell yes.
I think you should wear masks. I think you should take the COVID vaccine. I think you should do this. And if you don't, we're going to put your ass in prison. In essence, it's prison. It's like a third world country prison, like Mexico's prison or Guatemala's prison. We're going to throw your ass in prison in squalor and give you very little food and let you get raped and beat and have your
Who
wife
knows
raped
what the hell's
going
to happen in this
because you don't want to do what I tell you to do.
Oh, but here's the upside, Ricky.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm quoting again. Authorities will release the individual posing the threat when the person is no longer positive with COVID-19 or no longer suspected of testing positive, or, check this out, he agrees to behave in a less risky manner and submits to regular health assessments under penalty of law.
I have to agree to be ass-probed. I have to agree to be ass-probed by the government, or they're going to put me in an internment camp.
Fuck that, Ricky.
You know what?
That's not America, man.
Texas just needs to secede, get the fuck away from the rest of the government.
Who the fuck gets to tell me, or gets to make the assessment that I agree to behave in a less risky manner and will submit at this point involuntarily to regular health
assistance. I never gave that old bag of bones or the governor of New York. I never gave them authority over me.
I'm getting tired of this shit, Ricky. I'm getting tired of this shit.
The only authority I gave the governor was to be able to tell us where the roads are going to be at, when they're going to be paved, and who to hire for, you know, secretary. That's the only powers I gave him. And I allow him to stay in the mansion because we voted for him, right? Well, I didn't vote for him, but, you know, people voted for him, right? These are the powers we gave them. We did not give these assholes powers like Q in Star Trek, where he's omnipotent and he can do whatever the hell he wants to do.
How much you want to bet that the Q character was created by a liberal?
I bet you it was.
I'm going to look it up on some of these storylines.
You know what? That's actually pretty good. We need to check that
out. We could do a whole other show on that. this is a proposed subject for you folks and also to you, Ricky, that maybe we do a show on liberal write-ins in Hollywood about scriptwriters?
Well, you
who
know
try
what?
To push the hatred of Trump down our throats.
Just to let you know, okay. Well, how many shows have you been watching recently, whether it be on Netflix or Amazon Prime or whatever, where they're dissing Trump?
All the time.
It's increasing. I'm seeing shows where they diss Trump a lot. They're talking.
There is a TV show that I started watching. It was a spinoff of The Good Wife. I can't remember what it's called. It says something about attorneys. But the first dialogue of the show is President Trump saying the presidential oath, and the woman in the show, the character, I think the protagonist, or it might be second to the protagonist, just goes, oh, and then her life goes downhill from there. And I stopped watching. I'm not going to fucking listen to that bullshit.
Well, you remember that show? I don't know if you remember. It's still on the air. 911, emergency 911.
Was that the one with Bill Shatner?
No. No, you're talking about from the 80s. No, this is it's just called 9-1-1, right?
Oh, okay.
And it's with Angela Bassett. Okay, so she's the main character in this show, right? It's basically set around her. She's a police sergeant, and she is all righteous. She's as righteous as can be. And her boyfriend, who then becomes her husband, he's a chief of a firehouse, or he's a captain of a firehouse, and he becomes, you know, super righteous guy, right? Well, I watched it for about the first two or three seasons, and it was kind of interesting. It was a little interesting. I enjoyed it. And as soon as they started talking shit about Trump, I stopped watching it. Because I got to tell you, Randy, let me ask you this question. If you saw a show that was talking shit about Obama, and it was loving, they love talking shit about Obama, all the characters love talking shit about Obama, do you think that show would be deemed racist? Now, I'm not talking about Obama being the N-word or Obama being, you know, the S-word and all that stuff, right? I'm just talking about talking shit about Obama, like, oh, God, what a piece of shit president. Oh, what a horrible person he is. What a terrible person. You know, things like that.
It would be dubbed as a racist.
It would be dubbed as a racist show. So
because he's, like, so wonderful, you know,
yeah.
Guy.
So if people talk about Trump, then it's not racist. Is that what, you know, this is a two-faced,
boy,
you know.
The liberals with Trump are taking hate to a whole different new level.
This is two-faced.
Much
hell.
Higher level.
You know, it pisses me off.
And they're writing them in now, situations, things that have happened in our country,
yeah.
Even by his name, they
yeah.
put it in the
and
script writing.
And it's Trump's fault. So here we have this
Never
idiot,
put him in a good light.
Here we have this idiot senator or assemblyman, whatever the hell he is, Perry, in New York, saying that he's going to put Americans in internment camps if we don't
exactly
do
what, it
what the hell he tells us to do. That pisses me off.
It pisses me off to levels that I can't even imagine right now.
Yeah.
But let me tell you real quick irony
okay.
on this. 2 days before that,
mm-hmm.
remember we might have
January
talked about House Bill 127.
I remember that.
And it said that you know, registration of firearms and ammunition mm-hmm. on a nationwide level. They think that now that Biden's in and the House and Senate is theirs, and, well, we have a do-nothing Supreme Court at this point, so God knows what cases they're going to take and what cases they're not going to take. I think Justice John Roberts is a pussy, for one.
Yeah.
I do know that Clarence Thomas and I think Justice Alito wanted to hear the damn cases.
Okay, so what happened on the 4th?
Well, I'm getting off on a tangent.
I know
you are. I'm so pissed off about this.
I do that, too. You know what? We need to start reining each other in a little bit more. We both go off on tangents.
I can just go on a shit storm. Okay. Take a breath, Randy.
Take a breath.
Oh, shit. Anyway. Okay, House Bill 127 was January 4th, and this A416 by the New York State Assembly, by Assemblyman Perry, 2 days afterwards. Do you think that's a coincidence? What happened on the 4th is a bill was introduced in the U.S. House
mm-hmm.
for registration, nationwide registration of ammunition and firearms. Now, this was introduced by a Houston representative, a U.S. representative from Texas's 18th district.
Mm-hmm.
And now that they think they have it all in the bag with so-called President Biden with the asterisk next to his name.
What was that? What was the person's name?
The person's name is Representative Sheila Jackson Lee.
Sheila Jackson Lee.
You know what, guys? Give her hell, especially all y'all out here in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Give her hell.
Okay.
Even if you're not from our state, give her hell.
So she wants us
rain
to,
down on them. Man.
Yeah, so this bitch wants us to register all our weapons and all our ammo. So the detail, the security detail that's following this bitch around, do they have to register the weapons and the ammo?
Who? The representative, the one I just talked about?
I'm sure Jackson Lee, Sheila Jackson Lee, has security following her around.
Oh, absolutely. Most members of Congress, especially the Democrat ones,
do. So do they have all their ammo and their guns registered? I know as a police officer,
In the state of Texas, you don't have to.
Well, I know that. But if they pass this crappy bill, this H.R. 127, then, yeah, you're going to have to have registered.
Well, guess what, Ricky?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I haven't read the bill in its entirety, and in the famous words of Pelosi, in order to know what's in it, we have to pass it, right? But what's probably in this bill that we don't know about and what they're not talking about is they're probably going to exempt people like her and people related to her and security for congressional members stuff like that. It's probably all in there. I haven't read it. It's probably too much to read.
Wow. So if you're chicken shit, so
they sneak in a little sentence, and then once it gets signed to the law, it becomes the law.
It's just the actual patriots of this country.
Yeah, us little people.
Yeah, the people who actually run this country are the ones who are subject to this law. Yeah, that tells all you millennials that we are in charge of this country, not the jackasses that you elect. So quit electing assholes who don't want to represent us, who are just hungry for power. Stop electing assholes like Biden, Kabuki, or that idiot. What was that idiot's name? The Bernie Sanders. Y'all wanted Bernie Sanders.
The guy with the mittens that you've been seeing on the internet.
He's another idiot. Quit electing these idiots or trying to get these idiots into power.
The guy had his honeymoon in the Soviet Union.
They do not run this country. We run this country.
We the people consent to be governed.
That's right. We are the backbone.
And I don't give my damn consent, Ricky.
Not these assholes. And you know what? I think I told you a few shows ago, about six or seven shows ago, that a millennial told me that the people who are over 65 should not be allowed to vote. Did I tell you that? Because the millennial said that, and this millennial is serious, the millennial said that they shouldn't be allowed to vote because they're going to be dead before, you know, things start to change, the government starts to change their way anyway.
Well, I hope that, you know, they would pass a law there was an amendment that said 18 years old, right?
Yeah. So I think they should pass it to where you have to be 40 to vote. You know?
Well, because these millennials are not much of a population.
Well, I know that, but these millennials, they're just deluding themselves. This millennial said that people over 65 shouldn't be allowed to vote because they're not part of the thriving part of the country anymore.
And who the fuck is the government get to say how old is too old to do something and how young is too young to do something?
I know they have limits. I don't agree with a lot of their limits. I mean, they have limits on how old you can be. You have to be, I think it's 34 to be president, and you have to be, you know, blank age to be this.
35 to be president, I think 25 to be.
You know what? Whoever to be a representative. The country wants to elect, that's who it should be. Doesn't matter what your age. You should, you know, if you're 33, you can't run for presidency because you're too young. And I'm thinking it's 34. I'm not positive, but I mean,
it's 35.
35. Okay, well, I'm just saying, these who the hell makes these rules, and why should these rules stand?
I'm presuming our founding fathers.
We're probably going to get part of that because that's way too off of our subject, right? But so what I'm trying to say here is these people are trying to tell us what we can and can't do as regular citizens. We have to get vaccinated or we're going to be put into a damn internment camp. We have to turn in our ammunition or tell them how much ammunition we have, where our guns are stored.
What do you think is going to happen when that happens, Rick, when they know everybody who has certain
England.
Amounts of ammunition?
This is not England. Cornhole does not rule our country. This is pure bullshit. This really pisses me off. This is my country.
Oh, and if I may, I want to let you know, I was looking at the House, the Assembly bill from New York, number 416, and did you know, I just happened to come across this as we were talking, three different versions of this bill were attempted to be passed in, let's see, 2015 to 2016, known as A6891, 2017 and 2018 legislative session, A680, and now, 2019, 2020, A99, now it's morphed into A416. They've been trying to do this for a long time.
Well, here's what I'm seeing. I'm sorry.
I meant to make a correction. We all know that this is prior COVID. Because COVID lockdown began in March of 2020. So these 2017, 2018, 2016, 2015 are probably related some in some way, but not directly to COVID.
Well, here's what I think is going to happen, Randy. I think if something like this does pass, and it seems really far-fetched in America at this day and age that it would, but then there's a lot of stuff that seemed far-fetched, like the riots in the streets, you know, and overlooked. Black Lives Matter destroys downtown San Antonio, and Antifa destroys downtown San Antonio, and everything was overlooked. And you would have thought it would never happen in our country, but it did. So what I'm saying is, it doesn't seem like it would happen, but a lot of other things have happened. And if it does happen, I can see a lot of people leaving New York by droves.
I already know of multiple people leaving the state of New York.
I do too. I know several people have already left the state and are like, screw this place.
They want that Big Apple kind of feeling. They you know, but guess what? It's the apple is getting
the
chopped
apple
away.
The apple has fallen from the tree.
Boom. Boy, we really we saw the light now. Well, and there's no coincidence that both of these states that are liberal shitholes are from coast on either side of the coast,
California and New York.
You cross the mountains going east beyond the coast in California, it turns into more conservative leaning.
Oh, okay.
In California,
California.
It's like just the coast. They're like grandiose, delusional. I heard that from somebody once.
Yeah.
But they seem to be in a fairy tale land. I'm going to meditate, and the ocean is just all that's there is the ocean and the cliff, I meditate and
You know what that reminds me of? Do you remember Fast Times at Ridgemont High where Sean Penn was? Do you remember that?
No, I got to watch that movie.
Oh, my. You've never seen Fastmont?
I've heard of it, Ricky, but I haven't watched it.
Oh, my God.
He calls me out all the time.
You were pretty young when it came out.
Oh, crying out loud.
No, you were young.
So we're about the same age anyway.
No, but you're young. You're still younger than me.
Slightly younger.
Yeah, slightly younger than me.
Just slightly younger.
Yeah, I got
probably
got
a wee bit wiser than you.
I got gray hair on my nutsack older than you, dude.
Really? Mine's more white.
Yeah.
So, guess what?
You need to get that checked out.
No, sir. You need to get that checked out.
Let's recap here. Okay. We have New York saying they're going to put us in internment camps if we don't do what they say. And it's what it comes down to. If we don't do what they say. Okay. And then we have, it was in Houston, the woman who wants to do the regulation
of the ammo. Is it any coincidence that these are 2 days apart on introductions into their one is into the U.S. House and the other one is in Assembly of New York?
Well, I don't know.
I think they're really ramming that agenda down on our throats, Ricky.
I don't really think
they are.
But either way you look at it, I think this country, because the jackass illegally got in, I think that the country is starting to head in a direction I, as an American, don't want it to go.
It's nosediving, my friend.
You know, I can only imagine, like, your dad and the greatest generation, which is World War II generation. I can only imagine how they're just disgusted the way this country's turning.
My God, Rick, my dad did not fight and die for shit like this.
Negative. That's
and exactly. Neither did my grandfather, World War II, sir.
This is just terrible.
This is not what they fought and died for. And my dad, God rest his soul, Dad, I know you're spinning in your grave. Please, this is not the America that we want, guys. Take that to heart, please.
Do you remember Logan's Run back in 1974?
I've heard of it, but I never watched it.
Of course, you never watched
it. Because we don't watch the same damn movies,
Rick.
You were
too young. Exactly.
I don't want, you know, whatever.
Yeah. So, but what happened in Logan's Run was anybody over the age of 30 had to be exterminated, right? And back then, they weren't millennials.
Logan's Run?
It's called Logan's Run.
Yeah. Okay.
With Michael York, yeah.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, look it up. Watch the original, Logan's Run. It's very 70s. It's super, super dated now. But anybody over the age of 30 had to be exterminated. I mean, when I say exterminated, I'm talking about fried. Like incinerated, right? And you had a little counter on your wrist or on your palm of your hand, and it turned red when it was time to be exterminated, and it started blinking. Well, that's kind of like the millennial rule. Millennial says, this is the way we want our country to be, and you're going to have to deal with it. Even though you've been here longer than us, and you know a whole lot more than us, we want it this way, period. And so I'm saying it kind of reminds me of that movie, you know?
Well, I'm going to take a watch on the Logan's Run. I got to look it up on streaming. I'm sure it's somewhere out there.
Yeah, you can.
Let's hope that the DVD's not like Netflix. $80 like Mel Gibson's Hamlet.
No. I think it's on Netflix.
Okay, I'll look it up and see. Just so you all know, then, you know, if it's on Netflix, find it and watch it. And by all means, please let us know what you think.
And like I said, Logan's Run is very dated. You can tell it's 70s. It's not so much the movie. It's the
idea.
Idea, yeah. Right. It's the idea. It's kind of like 1984, the movie you've mentioned multiple times. The movie itself, the idea is a hell of a lot better than the actual movie.
Let's not forget about, and this is a more modern one that probably most people have seen if you're in conservative circles, Dinesh D'Souza's Trump Card
makes
a comparison to 1984 by George Orwell.
Mm-hmm.
And the way he puts the story together, the way he curates the entire movie is... It blows your mind. So if now that's something you can see and is readily accessible. So don't forget to watch that because, my friends, it's coming true, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And good news, good news is our president, President Trump, number 45, has recently created the Office of the Post-Presidency. So he has a former presidential official office.
I've not heard of it.
And he is still going to be fighting for us even after he's not president.
Wow.
He's going to be doing advocacy and pushing agendas and maybe lobbying for things. He, just because he's out doesn't mean he's not doing shit, guys.
Wow.
I guarantee you he's still fighting for us. Isn't that beautiful? He's still fighting for us. Even when he's not president. And I think he's going to run in 2024, my friend.
If he's still around.
You know he will still be around,
I certainly hope so.
He will.
And
he
you know
is
what
a
I also
very
think
keen
is,
man, sir.
You know what I also think is really
God
cool?
God bless him. Wow.
Is if he starts his own network, the Trump network.
Well, that probably, we're going to do that, too.
And you can, so it'll be pretty much like the Uncensored Voice where we tell the truth, except it will be video as well.
You know what the logo will be?
What's that?
No more bullshit.
No more bullshit.
No more bullshit.
Yeah.
The NMB tour. I mean, that's
channel.
And I'm getting all excited. Well, it could be a tour.
Yeah, it could be a tour.
Well, actually, he did have a tour. Yeah. He had all the presidential rallies.
Yeah.
Now he doesn't have the seal of the presidency on his podium anymore, but he is going to have our voice like he always did.
Mm-hmm.
And I promise you, he's going to run again in 2024, and he's going to win again.
Well,
the man is keen. He's in good health.
He has
the spirit of America, my friend. Don't be skeptical.
Well, the reason you want to know why I'm skeptical?
Please tell me why.
Because he won this last one too.
Well, yeah, he won, but he's not in.
And they electronically changed the vote count to go to Biden.
Do we need to cheat better than they do? Is that what it is? Is that what it has to boil down to?
Let's say he runs in 2024 and he wins in 2024 as well. All they have to do is electronically change the vote, just like they did this time. I mean, what's going to be the difference? Yeah. So if they cheated on this election, what's to say they won't cheat on the next election?
Well, that's why Hillary Clinton said, "Why don't we just abolish the Electoral College?" And I guarantee you, the reason why she said that was because now they know how to cheat and cheat well, and they know that we have due process, so they know that we probably couldn't do anything about this until after Joe Biden was taking the oath of office.
Yeah.
It's bullshit. It is what it is. And Joe Biden is, I guess, president, but I can tell you this much. When I visited the VA today, the sign on the portrait, Trump's image was immediately taken down, and it was replaced by, we're waiting for an official portrait.
Of Biden?
Yes.
Mm, bummer.
And I wonder if it's going to be the one showing his teeth or the one where he has his mouth open like,
You know what? You need to buy some darts.
I should, Ricky?
Go to the dart store and buy some darts. That way you can.
Well, I can't do that at the VA. I'd probably get arrested.
Yeah.
But what I'd like to do is I would like to have like a Photoshopped image of a Trump image like pointing and laughing. But yeah, I made my visit to the VA and I saw that his picture is missing. It made me very sad.
Yeah, well,
because he was the rightful winner.
I guess they have to hang up the current president, even if the current president's an idiot.
Well, he will always be an idiot. And I think that the whole point is he is not going to be president for very long. Even Trump predicted, oh, he's probably going to be president
Kabuki's
for a few months.
Yeah, and then Kabuki's going to take over.
If you notice, in every backdrop, she is sitting right behind him with her hands crossed.
Yeah, she's waiting.
Looking and thinking. That's going to be my fucking seat.
Yeah, fuck him.
I know she talks bad about him behind his back.
I'm sure.
You know,
talk bad about him behind his back.
Well,
and to his face.
Well, mostly in front of his face.
You know what? If you're listening to this, Biden, you suck.
Yeah.
I have no problem telling you, you suck.
He can't comprehend that, right?
Yeah.
He has dementia. I could go off on another thing that's about Texas filing a deportation order moratorium where Biden wanted to put a moratorium for 100 days on deportations. Texas sued, courtesy of Ken Paxton, and we got a stay. And guess who the first state was to challenge the Biden administration? Boom, you guessed it. It was Texas, and we won. But I'm telling you, Ricky, A416 directly attacks our right to liberty.
Well, you know.
Directly.
It pisses me off that some jackass is thinking if you don't take the test or you don't take the vaccine or if you don't do anything that we just don't like, we're going to throw you into an internment camp. It pisses me off.
And they're going to do it for your own safety.
No, they're going to do it because they're assholes.
And then they're going to forcibly make sure that you submit to regular health assessments.
Well, you know what? This
fuck that.
Before,
how many times have I said that?
Before you told me this, Randy, I didn't want to take the vaccine because I want to see what it's going to do to other people first, right? I want to see if it's going to destroy their liver, destroy their lungs, eat their heart, start eating away at their brain after a couple of months. I want to see what it's going to do to them first. But now that you're telling me that they're going to try to force us to take it, I definitely don't want to take it. Even if none of those result from taking the test, I don't want to take it out of spite. I don't want anybody to tell me what I have to do or don't.
I have heard from multiple reliable sources, my friend. Mm-hmm. And I know sometimes you think I listen to conspiracy theories a little bit too much.
Oh, I think you do.
Oh, no. Well, they're based in fact. And they said that the internment camps was a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
But guess what? I see A416 staring me right in the face.
What do you think about the moon landing?
Did we actually land on the moon? Yes.
Yeah, or do you think it was on a set?
We landed on the moon, Ricky.
You think we landed on the moon? Okay, just checking.
Yeah, we All did. Right. We landed on the moon. And,
okay.
Yeah. Fly me to the moon.
I saw Space Cowboys.
One of these shows I want to sing for you guys.
I did see Space Cowboys and a few of those other films.
Yeah, Fly me to the moon. That's the song that he sung while he was just sitting there watching the Earth rise.
So remember, guys. Don't New York my Texas. I know that the saying is
don't California, California my Texas.
My Texas, but don't New York my Texas.
New York is getting just as bad, if not worse, than California.
Yeah, New York.
But mostly on the coast. Mostly on the coast.
Yeah, mostly on the coast.
Because that's not disenfranchise our conservative bases in both of those states.
Yeah,
I mean, you imagine the hell they're going through.
Yeah. So, you know, just don't let it happen here in Texas.
Be strong, stay strong, pray hard, pray for each other, pray for America. Continue to pray for President Trump. He needs our help. He's still trying to work for us. He's still trying to take care of us. And MAGA will not go away. This is your host, Randy Savage.
And this is Ricky Midnight.
God bless America.
It ain't over yet. It ain't over yet. Democrats, they trying to cheat us. It ain't over yet.
Thanks for listening to The Uncensored Voice.
Make sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And remember, on The Uncensored Voice, we tell it like it is.
So be safe, my friends, and may God bless America.